I was born on a quiet Monday evening at North York General Hospital. I didn't know it then, but it was the beginning of what I can describe as nothing other than a privileged life. I'm extremely fortunate to live comfortably, never needing to worry about food, water, or shelter, and to reside in a safe country free from natural disasters or political instability. Even more so, I've been blessed with a Christian family that loves me and raises me according to Christian values. At the age of 2, I was dedicated, meaning that my parents promised to take me to church and teach me Christianity so I could make my own decision when I'm grown. Well, that time is now, and that's why I'm ready to be baptized. Throughout my life, I have been affected by many positive Christian influences. For as long as I can remember, I've attended church regularly and participated in Christian learning. I was taught Bible stories and messages since the early grades, becoming increasingly complex as time went on. It was through this teaching that I slowly developed my love, trust, and faith in God. While my recollections of Sunday school are somewhat faded, my memory of the youth program are still fresh in my mind. Alan Virgin was a youth minister for my first few years as a youth, and he was a great teacher, mentor, and a friend. And following him was Zach Bowman, James Friesen, and Ryan Hutt, who also have delivered great teaching to the youth on Sundays. However, it was Alan who introduced me and a few others at this church to Gym Club, with whom a few of you may be familiar with. It is a Christian leadership camp for boys, with Jim standing for Jesus is Mine, and is located in New York. I've attended for 2 weeks during each of the previous 3 summers. It is a great place for spiritual growth, with a Christ-centered program that still manages to retain the playfulness of sports, games, and friends that all teenage boys should experience at my age. It is there that I really developed my faith, eradicated doubts, and received basic training for Christian leadership in the world. One of the most difficult things in life is balance, and is what I have been attempting to seek in high school, and especially this year. A well-rounded life is essential to happiness, and so I've been trying to find the right ratio of academics, sports, clubs, relaxation, family time, and spiritual growth. It is difficult, if not impossible, to attain perfection in this respect. Nonetheless, I do believe I've been more successful in achieving this goal than ever before in my life. In the end, it is God I need to look towards to guide me through leading a balanced life. Even in a privileged life such as mine, I found that God is the only one who can truly shepherd me during this treacherous journey we call life. And when faced with challenges and difficult times, whatever they may be, it is to Him we must look. In the end, whatever great life is right now, it will not last forever. And like everyone else in this room, I have sinned and I am here to be baptized. It is only in God that we can be forgiven, and this is a public declaration stating that I believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and it is through Him that we must be saved. As 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 says, "And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also, not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God, saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Thanks, Ryan. So he's already answered the 2 questions, but I'll just ask him anyway. Ryan, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, and are you accepting His gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teachings?
Yes.
Then it is my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, we have Johnny, and Johnny's going to come and give his testimony. Hopefully, Johnny's coming. There he is. Come on down, yeah.
What do you want us to do? I was lonely. Hello, everyone. My English name is Johnny. My wife and I came to Canada in 1999 summer. About 1 month later, my wife came to this church with me to take the training for the pregnant woman in the basement. After training class was done, we were provided with GTC token, milk, and iced juice. We got a little bit excited since all of them were free and we had low income at that time. In 2005 summer, we bought our townhouse on Brookmere Boulevard, very close to our church. And the second time entered this church for spiritual food in 2006 summer, 7 years has passed. So this church is very special for me and my family, and this might be an origin from God. For many years, while I was a boy or teenage, there was only me in my heart. Since it looks like nobody else loved me, when I got lower marks in the elementary school, my Chinese teacher squeezed my face and my math teacher hit my little palm with a bamboo stick. And my father hit my head so hard that it looks like a small ball broke through my skin and my hair. Even until today, I don't know why my father hit me a lot, because I was not a bad boy. And I do remember I had promised many times not to call this man father. However, for a 10-year-old boy, a promise might be nothing. When my father passed away in 1978, I was 12. And then life got more difficult. To make my mother happy, I did more housework at home and got higher marks in the school. But in my heart, there's only myself. When I was about 17 years old, I kept asking myself, why do we have to live on since it's so hard to survive? After I entered the university, I thought I might be able to find the answer. So I read lots of philosophy books. Unfortunately, I didn't get an answer. As a young man, basically, I don't know how to love other people. So I made troubles from time to time. When my wife and I came to Canada 17 years ago, everything looks better. However, in 2005, when I joined a new company, I found that it's hard for me to chat with my colleagues in English because of my English skill, my background, and culture. I felt lonely again in office. Fortunately, Guy Freeman provided my wife his contact info. But I got a little bit embarrassed when I asked Guy Freeman for help on a call. After I joined the Bible study in 2006, I understand why everyone is sinful. What is real love? I opened my heart to Jesus, trying to follow what Bible says, such as being humble, love God, love our neighbor, and love each other. Since then, I can tell my life become more peaceful and it's easier to get along with my family and other people. Since Jesus has become my spiritual father, so when I was watching Jesus got crucified in the movie, I got so sad. Although I understand the purpose for Jesus to die on the cross is to let the Holy Spirit to stay with us forever. Finally, I'd like to thank God for the opportunity to let me join the big family officially, and thanks all of you for listening. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Johnny. Guy was going to actually surprise Johnny and show up, but due to the weather up there, I guess they got some snow up in north Peter Burrell and other things. He texted just about 10 minutes ago to say he's unable to make it, but he really wishes that he was here this morning and, and wanted me to say that he's so proud of you for being baptized. So Johnny, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, and if you are accepting his gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teachings?
Yes.
Johnny, it is my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Here's his testimony.
I was very fortunate to have been born into a Christian household. I've been going to Browltown for as long as I can remember, and it helped me a lot come to know Christ. I accepted Jesus into my heart on April 24, 2007. For a long time, I struggled with doubt. I always had troubles understanding that everything on earth will one day go away, but that there is an everlasting home for me in heaven. Becoming a part of the Browltown Youth helped me grow a lot as a Christian, like understanding more about the Bible and everything that it taught, and how better to apply it in my life. When I was 13, I began going to the boys' gym club, a Christian summer camp. That year, the theme was by faith, and it really helped me realize that it is by faith that we get to go to heaven. There will always be doubt in my life, but I need to overcome that doubt and use it to become even stronger in my faith. Hebrews 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." To me, baptism is important because I am declaring to everyone that I am a Christian and that I believe that there is a God who created us and that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross to forgive us for our sins. Psalms 119, verse 30 says, "I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws."
All right, so Jared, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for your forgiveness of your sins, and have you accepted his gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teachings?
Yes.
All right, then, it's my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Selected by Jared Friesen.
The ushers to come forward, and we're going to have... All right, we're pleased to have Yu Ying with us right now, and her and her sister have been new to the church in the last couple of years, and it's just been great to see them and their faith progress, and just look forward to your testimony.
I came to from China to Canada when I was 8 years old. Back then, I didn't hear about Jesus and his work every now and then, but I did not pay much attention to them because I did not understand as a child. I also read many biblical stories, like about Noah's Ark and Moses in Egypt, but again, I did not understand their significance. Also, as a Chinese, we were more culturally leaning towards Buddhism. After I came to Canada, I became more and more acquainted with Christianity. I would sometimes attend church activities, like Christmas services, with my family, invited by friends. I still did not really comprehend sin and how Jesus saved us. I remember thinking that sin was only for bad people, and that I am not a bad person, so therefore I did not sin. I also kept questioning how God can exist. Near December 2015, I started coming to Bridletown Park Church with my mom and my sister. My mom had been part of the RP3 group, who was helping her with her job search. I remember the first time I came to Bridletown was during the Thanksgiving dinner. I felt very welcomed, and that everyone here has a goodness that I do not seem to find anywhere else. I believed it had something to do with having Jesus in their lives. So I gradually started coming regularly to learn about Jesus. At first, like before, I did not understand the true meaning of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. It was mentioned again and again, but I kept asking myself, how is this possible? How can someone be able to forgive everyone's sins? Am I even sinning? However, as I learned more, I started to realize that I actually sinned every day. But there was still something preventing me from accepting that God is there and that He loves me. The May of this year, I went to the Overflow Youth Conference with a youth group. The experience opened my eyes. Through the worship songs and preachings and prayers, I truly felt the presence of God. I felt His love for me and for everyone around me, the 3,000 plus people in that place. After one of the pastor's speeches, I suddenly understood that God is the perfect Father in heaven, and that I, as a sinner, must always do my best to be like Him. I also understood that I will never be alone because God is there, and that I can always depend on Him. I fully came to understand the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross during a Bible study group video call with Kathy Buchan, Jing Hong, and Emily. She explained to us that Jesus is in us and that we are also in Jesus. So when Jesus died on that cross, He died for us and our sins. This was when I accepted that Jesus is my Savior. As a Christian, I will always try to be like God and listen to His commands. I will do unto others by following His words and always keep them in my heart.
Thanks, Yu Ying. And that the overflow is a great thing. We're going to continue to try to do that as a church, to send our youth to it. It's an amazing conference. And year after year, they're just coming back and just being so blessed by being there. They kept Ryan up till about 3 a.m. to 3:30 a.m., but they talked the whole time just on biblical things, and it's just great to see. So Yu Ying, are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins? And have you accepted His gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teaching?
Yes.
Then it is my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Next, we have Emily. We look forward to hearing again. This is a bit of a newer family to the church. It's just been great getting to know them. She almost got baptized without me. You could have just gone right back up again. So we're just looking so forward to your testimony, so go ahead.
I remember attending a Sunday school at my grandmother's church. One Sunday, a lady from the congregation sat in on one of our lessons. She seemed different. Our teacher was telling us how much God loves us, and then she got up and started yelling. She was ripping papers off the wall from our lesson. She looked at me and she told me that God loved me. This was when I accepted that I was loved unconditionally. I began to take this for granted. Since Jesus had died on the cross for me, I could do anything no matter the consequences. Because I was already forgiven, I thought I was worthy of God's forgiveness, forgiving nature, because someone else had done more wrong things that were more wrong than what I have done. Someone else had to have been worse than me. But other words not for worthy for my forgiveness. But the truth is, we are all worthy of forgiveness. I knew that God loves me, and I believed that there was a living God. But that wasn't enough. Deep down in my heart, I had to surrender Him. This meant putting my trust in Jesus. During this time of realization, at my school in my APS class, we were having a debate, creation versus evolution. I took the side of creation, and I prepared myself for the other team's arguments. On the first day of the three-day-long debate, I was not able to rebut any of their arguments. But I was disappointed, not in my team's performance, but in my own. I had so much doubt in the Lord because I didn't know anything about Him. In the debate, they brought up things like, why would a king come down to die for us when he could sit on his throne, and how the Bible was full of lies. No one was able to recount the events that happened 2,000 years ago. As these thoughts went through my head, I began to doubt everything I was taught. I asked my parents to get me a Bible to learn more about Jesus and His teachings. Anything they said didn't stop me because I believed. There was a story in the Bible, Noah's Ark. I have been told by my biggest influences. This story reassures God's promises as he did for Noah and his family. Everything in my life has been changing, but the one thing that hasn't changed is that hearing that God loves me. The moment at my grandmother's church, this brings me back to when I accepted that he loves me unconditionally.
Emily, are you trusting in Jesus alone for the forgiveness of your sins? And have you accepted his gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teaching?
Yes.
Then it is with my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is one of my favorite songs. That is a great song. I mean, that just describes our whole faith, doesn't it? And it's just one of the awesome new songs. I don't really know if it's new. It's new to us, but my daughter always tells me the new songs for me are actually 6 or 7 years old, so I'm not sure how old it is, but thanks for picking that song. It's a great song. Belinda, we look forward to hearing your testimony, so go ahead and read.
Hi, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Belinda, but I'm perhaps better known here as the violinist. For as long as I can remember, God has been in my life, though I never really realized it until a long time later. My mother and I are first-generation immigrants from China, and as such, we didn't exactly live the most privileged of lives. We had both decided to accept God at the time, though I was too young for it to have really made an impact on me, which meant that I more or less took God for granted, believing in him only because it was what I had always believed. I remember my mother having to work very late hours, and I remember having to stay late at after-school programs, often because there was no one to pick me up. I remember praying that God would allow us to move to a better neighborhood, because we lived in a less than reputable neighborhood that was not very safe. When we finally did move, it was indeed to a better neighborhood, and as well a better school. However, this came with a few repercussions. I was starting a new school with people I didn't know, and as a result, I became more withdrawn and less inclined to talk to others. It was during this time that I felt incredibly alone, a feeling that was not helped when I switched schools yet again 3 years later. One of the biggest barriers in my faith was that almost all Christians I knew told me that God would always be with me, and yet I always felt like I was alone in the world. There wasn't a specific time and situation that made me realize my faith. Rather, it came gradually through offhand comments and passing conversations. I finally understood that although I could not physically see God, he was working in my life, particularly through the people in my life that helped me through all the difficulties in it. To me, accepting God means that I acknowledge and embrace his presence in my life and through me, and I look forward in continuing my walk with him.
Thanks, Belinda. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins? And have you accepted his gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teachings?
Yes.
It is my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, we're down to our last testimony, which is great because this is getting cold.
Born in an atheist family on June 4, 2000, I had never anticipated that one day I am to be baptized as a Christian. Were someone to ask me whether I would consider becoming a Christian a year ago, my response would have been a definite no. Were you to ask me the same question half a year ago, my response would remain unchanged. However, in the latter half of May this year at the Overflow Conference, I experienced a change in heart. I came to realize and eventually surrender to the fact that I have sins sometimes so abhorrent, in fact, that I myself am unable to forgive. But God forgives me. The speakers at Overflow, through songs and heartwarming words, conveyed a message I will always remember. God wants to build a relationship with me. He wants to fill me up with the Holy Spirit, and all I had to do was to let him in. As if the Holy Spirit was speaking directly to me, I broke down into tears on the final day of the conference. Although I could not understand why the tears came rushing in, I knew that God would be with me every step of the way, and it was all I needed. From that moment on, I put my entire faith in him. I'm in awe that our Father has the heart to forgive me for things I myself cannot forgive. I'm in awe that he, a God, deeply cares for someone so imperfect like me. I'm in awe that the Son of God, Jesus, sacrificed his own life to pay for my sins, that my sins merited his death at all. I know that my journey with God will not be a perfect and easy one, but I also know that I will trust him no matter the circumstance. I will live for him by reading his words and spending time with him, by listening to him and by obeying him, and above all, by putting my complete and utter faith in him.
Thanks, Fiona. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, and have you accepted his gift of eternal life?
Yes.
Do you desire to live a life that is pleasing to God in every way by obeying Jesus' teachings?
Yes.
Then it is my great pleasure to baptize you today in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right.